Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of everyone who created us all, His Son, who He sent down to earth, Jesus Christ, to be the ultimate role model for all of us to live a life of love. And He died and rose again. And then sometimes I share music with you guys that the Holy Spirit inspires through me. Not always in the spiritual genre, sometimes. And I'd say probably 65-75% of my music that I've released is Christian-based music or divinely inspired music in the spiritual space that you could fill in the blank of your deity, but not all of it. Sometimes I do breakup songs where I'm choosing to love the person that I need to break up with. Can We Be Friends is one of my favorite ones to sing to myself and to others. So today's been an interesting day, to say the least. And I've been a persecuted Christian for 3 years in America because of a contest and because there's a lot of evil satanic people that are in our government and all over the first responder and veterans base. But there are believers that are more powerful, that are angels, that are sent to protect true believers. Just one of the angels of the Old Testament slayed 125,000 men. And I have over 1,250,000 angels guarding and protecting me. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me the weekend where I unexpectedly got hit by a car. The car was driving anywhere from 75 to 80 miles an hour. My car spun in a full revolution and then another half and landed me perfectly in the grass on the side of a highway in a state I had never been in. I was on a mission trip that weekend. I'm preparing for our TV show, Road Trip Missions. The sermon today is called A Speck and a Log. So I don't pre-plan these. Whatever the Holy Spirit decides comes out. And that's what we're going to do. So the first thing that came to mind was an old, I believe it's in the Proverbs 13:7 I'm seeing across my face in the spiritual realm. So it could be that. You could look it up yourself. If not, I'm sure that's a great proverb, 13:7. There's this old saying that it's easy to see the speck in another person's eye. I believe that's how it goes. But it's difficult to see the log in your own. Meaning, what does that mean? It means it's easy to see the mistakes of others than it is to admit that we have mistakes, that we make mistakes. For most of us human beings, it's easy for me to admit when I have made mistakes, though, because I grew up in a sound spiritual household with two Christian youth ministers. My parents were youth ministers before I was born. And then my mom, after I was born, she was on the worship team. That was most of my childhood. She was on the worship team and she was volunteering at people's funerals and or weddings, singing for free her service, singing with my Aunt Carol, my dad's only sister, for free, at elderly folks' homes, retirement communities. And we were always at church or we were doing something church related or Bible study or youth group or Awanas or something involving Christ. My whole life has been Christ-centered. It comes easily to me to admit that I've done wrong because that is in our faith system. And that's the beautiful thing about being an American, is that you have the freedom to choose whatever religion you so choose to believe in. And most Americans identify as Christians, although most Americans, I would not say, live a true Christian lifestyle. And that's okay. I spent about 6 years five of the 6 years with my partner, my first husband. We had cohabitated for, I think, 4.5 years. Then we lived apart for 6 months after there was a suicide in our family. And we got into therapy and a variety of things, and we decided together that we were really going to make sure we were going to commit to Christ. I was recommitting my life. I was getting back into church, plugging in, volunteering as an Awana youth leader with my friend Melissa that I've known since we were in diapers. And my partner said he had recommitted his life to Christ. We moved separately. I moved back in with my parents. He moved back into his second house. His parents bought him his first house. Very rich family. And I thought I had certainly made it, because he promised me, and I made sure. I didn't just believe what he said to me. I said, "Dad, I think he's going to propose to me. I need you to make sure." I was crying on the side of the road. I pulled over. I remember that was the year I had 5 part-time jobs. I said, "I think he's going to propose to me soon, but I'm not ready. If he doesn't believe in Christ, I need you to make sure you ask him good questions. If he doesn't believe in Christ, I do not want to marry him, Mom or Dad. Do not allow me to marry him. Dad, I need you to step up. I need you to be my father. Can you do this for me?" And I was crying. What year was this, Father? 2014? 2013? Somewhere around there. Because we got married in 2014. And then that year was the worst year of my life. I had terrible abdominal pains. He cheated on me before we got married with a nasty lady in Hawaii, and I still married him. I made poor choices. I did the best that I could to be committed and loyal, as many women are to their partners, even when they cheat on them. "What's that, Father?" He says, "Speak about the infidelity in my parents' relationship." There was infidelity in my parents' relationship. It's in the Bible. It happens. It's common, even in Christian relationships. You're not supposed to give up on your partner. However, if your partner lies about their faith, you are allowed to divorce them. If they lied about being a Christian, you are allowed to divorce them. And after we were married for maybe 6 months, one drunken night, he told me that God wasn't real and prayers were stupid. After his daughter had gotten baptized. Yeah, he was a real foolish guy. And he thought I was going to stay married to him just because he had money. Nope. I didn't care about the money. I didn't care about any of that stuff that he thought was important, that he always thought was important in our relationship. The speck in his eye and the log in mine. I tried my best to make good decisions, but it's difficult to do that when people lie straight to your face that you've been in a relationship with for 6 years. What a waste. But I learned a lot. So I want to teach you some things that I learned from that relationship, so that you don't make those same mistakes if you're younger than me, or maybe you're impressionable about people that have money and status and they're dangling those carrots. You got to have core values. What are the most important things to you? I learned my core values at a young age. My parents got me plugged into the church, but also they hung around great friends that loved me and protected me. They were our community. They helped raise me. One in particular, Rebecca, was my protector from my abuser. I was chronically abused for a long time that it was just 3 to 5 years old for 2 years. But then the more grateful I've been, the more I've been sharing stories, the more the Lord above all Lords healing. He's healing my mind. And I have memories up to 7 years old of being sexually abused. My oldest brother was my abuser. He attempted to force me to suck his penis in front of all of our cousins in the trailer that we borrowed from our grandfather. Talk about royally disrespected in my childhood. And in the last 3 years, there's been over 18,250 men and 5 women that have tried multiple times, digitally, physically, in person, tried to ruin my reputation because they know how powerful my story is, and they are profiting off of the children of the world, sexualizing them, selling them as slaves, harvesting their organs when they're teenagers, when they start getting mouthy and they're not able to be controlled anymore. And at the highest peak, at the most profitable peak of this nasty sexual business, they sacrifice them in private. They charge over $5.2 million, he says, per child, drinking their blood so they can stay looking younger. And I learned earlier this week, somebody that follows a lot of this stuff that's a huge Trump supporter said the name of the blood that they sell. They even sell it in vials. They have parties with it. And they even inject it into products that they release to the public. They disguise it as all kinds of things. One of them is plant-based packaged goods. Yeah, so you need to be real careful that you check and inspect what you're eating, what you're purchasing. It is not plant-based. Children are not plants. I don't care what anybody tries to tell you. Children are to be protected. That is what Jesus Christ came to stop. There was so much satanic practice in the earth when he came down. He pointed it out in Luke. What was the chapter, Father? 13, I think. 13, 4, and 5. He's talking about there's like 19 people that were killed when a building got toppled over. And he spoke about it then. He knew about it. The only way to cover sins is love. Love covers over all wrongs. So if you're pointing out all the bad things in other people, it's going to come back to you. Oprah Winfrey had a lot of wisdom when she talked about, I forget how she phrased it, but it's like, it's kind of like the law of reciprocity, but it's whatever you send out comes back to you. She uses the kind of the terminology universe. I prefer the creator of the universe, because the universe was created from the Father. In my faith system, in our household, that's what we choose to believe. And we respect Oprah Winfrey for her choice. Sometimes she has said God in her content. Sometimes she has said Jesus Christ. She was raised in the church from, I believe, her grandmother. So there are times and points in her story, in her history, that I believe she truly did believe in the creator of the universe. But the thing about being a true believer is that you will believe whether you have a lot of money or whether you have nothing, and they strip everything from you. And they've watched me in the last 3 years of this contest, this global mental health ambassador contest. They've watched me never denounce Jesus Christ. Even when they targeted my bank account, this Illuminati group is real. Kanye West spoke about it. If you ever saw his videos, it's real. They can target your bank using satellite interception anytime they so choose. They have infiltrated America on all political parties. But I married the best man in the world. And when I was targeted, he and I were already forced at that point to separate. He had to pretend like he wanted a divorce so that he could watch them from afar, because they tried to have his wife killed and him when he tried to retire from the defunded Blackwater group. Yeah, that's the group that protects all presidents, and they defunded them years ago, but they still exist because they have to protect our nation. Hello. And I married the best one. I'm so grateful that the man from Biden's team, the top security man, sent me to him on purpose for protections, because he knew it was way out of his league. They both wanted me, though. One of them coveted me, and the other one truly loved me, how Jesus Christ desires men to love women. And so I married the man that respected me as a woman, and I made him wait a year before we married. And then they tried to kill us. Yeah, that's what I've been dealing with. So I make good decisions. I make good decisions whether I'm stressed or whether I'm relaxed. And the last 3 years has been non-stop stress. It's not been a fun contest. It's been the worst 3 years of my life. But it's also been exhilarating and exciting and joyful. It's been all kinds of emotions. And there is no way I could have had a sound mind without Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit inside of me, in my spirit, down deep. And the Father loves me deeply, and he continues to, boom, bounce me back. And usually he'll give me a therapy or a song or both after an attack of the enemy. So they're very frustrated. What's that, Father? You want me to say his name? Okay, he says to say Robert Fortner's name. Sergeant Robert Fortner came to my house a few days ago. I had to call 911. I didn't know what was going on. I thought that the CCP had hacked into my landlord's device, because they have hacked many. I don't know if it's just a CCP or if it's the Illuminati or if it's the Democratic Party in this contest. I never claimed any political party for the last 3 years until the last, like, maybe month or two, because I kept trying to be neutral and they kept bullying me on purpose. Digital bullying, beyond digital bullying, torturing a Christian in America, persecuting, blocking me from making money. I'm a veteran spouse. I'm a woman with depression protected under the American Disabilities Act. They have broken every single law in America that all the veterans have fought for. And I'm a Trump supporter. I'm 100% Trump supporter now. And I'm not afraid to say it, because my husband protects him. And they even tried to kill my husband and me. Big mistake. Big mistake. So Sergeant Robert Fortner was the only one of the two officers. You want me to say the other officer's name, Father? He says, nope. Two officers came to my house. I didn't even give my address. And then, weirdly enough, the next day I got pulled over because my rear lights didn't work. Well, that's funny, because I just got my car back from the car dealership, the car repair shop, after my car accident, after a month of not having my vehicle, where I had a rental car. And when I got the car, the lights worked. And then after Robert Fortner came to my house, and I never gave my address on the 911 dial, so I know that he's a part of the Blackwater alumni group, because the Holy Spirit revealed it to me, and a police officer that pulled over when I was trying to meet him at the jail, and I was trying to find the jail, the police officer tried to look up his phone number to see if I could contact him. I said, well, isn't it this card that's on here? He goes, no, it's a different number. I want to see if he's in our system tonight. And he said, oh, he's not even listed in our computer at all. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And I left. I knew right away he was in the Blackwater when that guy said that, because there's no reason why he wouldn't be listed as a first responder in my county unless he's full of shit. Pardon my French. So he, on purpose, they knew there was a warrant out for my arrest. A false charge from my previous boss, who prostituted her boyfriend for my nanny job. Yeah, after one date. When I told her I suspected her daughters of being sexually abused, and he was a little too eager to help change the diapers of her 5-year-old. And when I first started nannying, her youngest was using regular underwear. I was helping pick her outfits out every single morning. And then she started retreating in her bathroom needs because her mother was neglecting her children. Then she created a false story and got me arrested. Now, the warrant was out since June, but no officers told me this because, can I say his name, Father? Lieutenant Colonel's name? He says, yes, go ahead and say it out loud. Lieutenant Colonel Oakland McCullough, I had requested that he speak to an officer on my behalf back in June, when this mentally insane mother that was cheating two jobs out of a lot of hours, CTO of one, and both were remote. She made $300,000, and she was cheating the government, the United States government, getting her rent $2,500 free. For 3 years, they were paying her rent so she could have a nice fancy house for her girls when she kicked her husband out of the military by creating false stories after she cheated on him and he beat the crap out of her. I'm sorry, but the state that I live in, it's actually legal for a man to beat his wife if she cheats on him. Yeah. Can you believe that? I found that out from one of my old coworkers from the post office. Was it last year? 2 years? 2 years ago. Yeah. He told me all sorts of weird laws in the state that I reside in. So she got beat up from her husband, and it was his legal right because she cheated on him. So he was still married to her when she moved her boyfriend in, and she prostituted her boyfriend. Yeah. So Sergeant Fortner made a big mistake when he either A, sliced my light electricals, or he just unplugged it. I'm hoping he just unplugged it and they'll fix it in the middle of my sleep tonight. Because I know the little spies come to my house in the middle of the night because my old roommate seen lights flashing in the distance out in the country. And he said, there's little walkie-talkie things that they can hear our conversation. Let's not talk about this outside. So he moved out because he knew some shit's going down in my house in the next few weeks. So Sergeant Fortner, you made some poor choices. And my husband, he already knows all your information because anything I speak out loud in my devices, my husband and his associations, they know it all. They're everywhere. You can't trust nobody. You better watch your back. Yeah, I called 911 because I thought that someone was trying to break into my house and then you guys on purpose damaged my vehicle. Yep, and how do I know that? Because sheriffs are on Biden's team. He has the power to use all the sheriffs in America. That is what the president of the defunded Blackwater Alumni Group told me when he came to my house. Yeah. And Sergeant Fortner is a sheriff deputy. He effed up real bad. Because not only do I know his name, I know what he looks like. My husband knows who he is. And if he doesn't fix my lights, get his boys to fix my lights, if he doesn't leave me alone, 100 generations of his family line will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit already told me that. The Holy Spirit told me not to mourn for these people that are on purpose involved with abducting children, sexualizing children, harvesting the organs of children, profiting lots of money. Go watch the Sound of Freedom movie. The speck in your eye is much, much bigger than the log in mine. I choose love. I choose forgiveness. Sergeant Robert Fortner, I don't desire you to be killed. I know you're going to figure it out quick how to fix my lights in the back of my car. You've got a few hours where I'm going to go and enjoy some entertainment. I know that you hack in, your team hacks in and spies on where my location is. So you could go ahead and find out where I'm at. Fix what you broke in my vehicle. It's not the car repairer's fault. They fixed my car. They did a great job. Do not damage a business on purpose because you are sore losers and you're losing this contest. 60 days till I see my husband, and that will be a year and a half of zero contact where I've been sexually harassed, multiple death threats. I've been forced into homelessness multiple times. I've been sexually propositioned from lots of nasty first responders and veterans. Royally disrespected as one of the top trained assassins of President Trump's wife. I'm a wife in this organization and you've royally disrespected me. I'm willing to forgive you. But TikTok, you keep adding to the donations to Erin Nicole Ministries. The more harm you think you're doing to me, it rebounds back onto you and it deflates your wallet. Yeah. Sergeant Fortner, I'd hate for you to get sent to prison for what you did, but you did commit felonies. Yeah, lots of them. And I called you when I was in jail. You made the choice to not pick up. You know exactly what you did. I'm choosing to love you. I'm choosing to forgive you. I'm choosing to love you as Jesus told me to love my enemies. So I'd love to offer you any time for me to pray with you. Because I imagine if you took this deal to slice the electricals in my car or to unplug them, you must be going through something real difficult with your family. So I would love to pray with you and your family. We're not going to cover this up. We're not going to pretend like it didn't happen though. TikTok. You know, stop, do it. TikTok, you know, stop. What else, Father? Leviticus 13:5, he says. Look it up now. Leviticus. Leviticus. All right, let me get this device open while I get my device. What was it, Father? Leviticus? My phone's going slow. Leviticus 13:5. On the seventh day, the priest is to examine them, and if he sees that the sore is unchanged and has not spread in the skin, he is to isolate them for another 7 days. He says, that is all the people that have cheated me. What does that mean, Father? Oh, all the people that have cheated me will get sores on their bodies that are highly contagious. So they will need to be isolated for 7 days. Wow, that sucks for you. All right, anything else, Father? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 14:3. Do not eat anything you find already dead. You may give it to the foreigner residing in any of your towns, and they may eat it, or you may sell it to any other foreigner, but you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. I actually learned about that from my previous boss, the nanny boss that falsely got me arrested, because she's Jewish and so am I. I told her I'm in the bloodline of King David, and she chose to disrespect a fellow Jew. Yeah, poor choices on her part. But I think she's in prison right now, so I ain't worried about nothing. Anything else, Father? Okay, James 4:9. James is in the New Testament. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom, he says. That was the new, I think that was the New Living Translation. Or no, that was the NIV. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Oh, it's the same thing in the New Living. Yep. So all the people that have cheated Aaron Nicole, you're going to be sad. You're not going to be having much joy. Made some poor choices. Anything else, Father? Ecclesiastes. All right, Ecclesiastes 3:3. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. And verse 1, it says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And so verse 3 is what he wanted me to emphasize for you. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. So what's the time today, Father? He says, the time is to build Aaron up. All right. You said it. Anything else you want me to share, Father, about a speck and a log? All right, he says, nope, wrap it up. All right, if you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, where you can communicate with him at any time, day or night, and have an actual real relationship with him, you can have this. It's free. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. Nobody can sell it to you, and you can't earn it through good deeds. What you can do is repeat after me if you haven't done it yet. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I cannot buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to convict my heart when I make mistakes. Show me the right way. I desire to live a life of love. Come into my heart. Never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. And Father, do you desire for me to have an ask in this episode? He says to donate to my charity. How will they do that, Father? Okay, you can write a check and mail it to the address on file. Say the address, Father. All right, he says, say the address out loud. All right, the address you can mail checks to, you can sign it for Erin Nicole Ministries. So ErinNicoleMinistries. The address is 1477 Tiny Town Road. That's TinyTownRoad. Number, that's a little hashtag, little pound sign, 191. The city is Clarksville, Tennessee, Clarksville, TN for short for the state, and then the zip code is 37042. Write any amount you believe you're called to write, and I will deposit it personally. I have to, it's a really cool thing. I have to put my hand on this blood, like, pool thing. It's a digital, like a fingerprint, but it's actually my blood flowing through my hand. The lady described it, if someone were to cut my hand off, it wouldn't work, which is really graphic and gross. But she said that if someone were to chop my hand off and tried to take it in there to get money out, that, although hopefully they would notice that that's kind of odd, but she said it wouldn't work. It has to be blood flowing in. So I have to do it personally. And so I will deposit your checks, preferred cashier's check from banks. And if you could write a letter stating where you're from, and maybe a little bit about you and your family, so that I know it's expected and it's something that you desire to do, and you're not trying to cause harm to me again like I was targeted last fall and they tried their best to get me duped into being involved in money laundering by sending me a fake job opportunity. They targeted me on purpose, a Christian woman, the Democratic Party, President Clinton, and the CCP that abduct and sexualize children, and they make a lot of money doing it. We're going to forgive Clinton. We're going to forgive the person that paid him to have me killed in 2018. We're going to start turning the world around, turning our nation back around for the good, connecting everybody back to the Father. So I can't wait. Thank you in advance for your donations. October 17th is the date we're believing for, where I will be reunited with my husband and all of the presidents, first ladies, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, Sage Robbins, our pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z, the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of the original Move Happy program. My husband, of course, the Democratic Party's top security guy. We're going to keep his name discreet. We're going to forgive him fully and never speak of this again. My mom's going to be in the room. My middle brother is going to be in the room, because this Illuminati group, they even targeted my brother way before I got a smartphone. And he told me about it when I moved across the nation. They're going to pay my brother a lot of money for the damages they caused and the unnecessary fear when he did an outstanding job in the music industry and helped people during the Japanese tsunami and during Hurricane Katrina in the United States. He donated proceeds of the song that he created that he got like 65 of us YouTube influencers. And I was not an influencer. He made me get part of the song. He was like, Erin, this is a huge project. You're going to be a part of it. I know it'll bring you joy. I was in grad school and I wasn't enjoying my life at all, because I was working for everybody else, and I'm so glad I was a part of it. And then they targeted him after that. They blacklisted him in the music industry, but his sister doesn't forget anybody that disrespects our family. And I married the best. And we're going to make sure my brother gets paid, backdated all the way to when I was in grad school. I can't wait for that meeting. 60 days. I can wait 60 days. I've already waited almost a year and a half to hear from my husband. So please join me in prayer and thank you for your donations. If you have a lot more, then give a lot more. If you have more time, then we'll ask you to donate time in the future. But I can't do any money-making projects while I'm being targeted and they're blocking me from making money in America on purpose after getting in a car accident and then messing with my lights and getting me arrested this week because I reported abuse of children and I protected children. Fuck that. In Jesus' name. He doesn't like when I curse, but no. You're not going to get away with getting me arrested on purpose from a lady that's mentally insane. She's diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and she's stealing from our government. She got her husband kicked out and she tried to arrest a minister and she successfully got me arrested while she's in prison now for 3 years. Yeah, no. No, everything will be corrected when I go to court. Everyone will be apologizing to Erin Nicole. I know it. I can't wait. I can't wait for the minute to take place. And I've uploaded all the documents. I've uploaded all the photos. And even when I tried to transfer it over to Dropbox, I could see all the files were blocked. Not all of them, just certain ones. Y'all, leave my stuff alone. The Holy Spirit told me which ones to make copies of. If you block me from protecting myself in court, you all will be obliterated. That is what the Lord said. So leave Erin Nicole alone. No more bullying me. Bye. See you next time. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time. From a long distance, if you're being weird and stalking me. 'Cause ain't nobody need no stalking. Ain't nobody need no stalking. That's a felony. Ain't nobody need no stalking. Leave me alone. 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 Unless you're helping a mission. Unless you're helping a mission. Helping people to be empowered to find happiness from within. Bye.